This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
This is a monologue called Body Positive that was originally written for the 28 Plays Later challenge. It's actually challenge number 24, and the important part of the brief, because Sebastian's briefs were anything but brief, is this. Quote, "So, as you've gathered, I've been thinking a lot about the idea of whether art should be truthful or indeed should attempt at representing truth, or perhaps it does so inherently, and if it does, why, and what does it even mean to be truthful? Perhaps it's all nonsensical. Sebastian, what's the friggin' challenge? I have no idea." So that was the salient part of the brief. But the real brief was that we were supposed to explore the concepts of truth in art. And I wrote a monologue that is partly based on a friend of mine who had called out of a musical that she was in because of an injury, and partly based on how I was dealing with my own ACL tear before my surgery last month, and partly just based on a bunch of other friends who have never quite fit the mold of being tall and thin and lanky and all of those things that fashion magazines tell us we should be. It's kind of a long monologue, which is why I saved it for a weekend. And a note about the art. If you go to the show notes at bathtubmermaid.com and you look at the art, the art was provided by Noosechess, because when I sent this to her, I asked her if when I post it, I could have one of her body positive drawings or paintings, and she sent me a few, but then she also came up with one that was based on the content. So my writing influenced her art made my writing better, and I really love that circle of creativity. So this is Body Positive. It takes place in an empty dressing room. It actually takes place on stage, but the setting is an empty dressing room with a makeup mirror and vanity center stage. The mirror has no actual glass, just the perimeter of the lights, and the character's name is Maria. Now, if you know the folly scene in the musical Sunday in the Park with George, when Dot is musing about being a follies girl and how her relationship with George isn't working, and she's sort of in, you know, that French period bloomers at the start of the scene. That's how it begins. Whoa, that was a show. I twisted my knee a few years ago. It was stupid. I was walking my dog and I slipped on the ice. But during Saturday's show, I missed the last step down from the dressing rooms and the jolt. Pure agony. I thought it was just sore and called out on Sunday. But on Monday morning, my doctor said I wasn't allowed to perform for a week. Well, actually, he said not to put weight on it at all. I told him that my calf was cramping from favoring my knee, and he said to try water. Can I soak in the tub? I asked him. Baths are my thing. Baths and pools and the ocean. I prefer the ocean, but that's not always practical. I mean, here at home I'm 5 hours from the beach, but I have a pool in my backyard. It's not heated, though. Baths are good, but your calf and lower back are all out of alignment. Is your pool warm enough to swim in? Can you just spend some time not swimming, just floating? At first I thought he was crazy. I mean, it's springtime in Texas, but that doesn't mean it's warm enough to swim. I'd rather soak in the tub where the water is warm. Does your tub have a grab rail? He wanted to know. It doesn't. I told him that. The pool is safer. I don't like to do wrist surgery on knee patients. Float in your pool. Don't kick, don't stretch, don't swim. So Tuesday morning, after my agent, my doctor, and I all talked to the necessary people at the theater, I dipped my toe in the water. It's been a warm spring. The water wasn't bad. But I felt ridiculous. Just floating, not swimming. And it was the middle of the morning. What if I'd forgotten the day the gardeners came? What if the cleaning lady accidentally locked the back door? What if... I was hyper aware of every sound. The neighbor's dog tied out on the deck, barking its loneliness. My dogs always wanted to play with it, but we never managed to meet. The birds in the trees over my head having sex, bickering over who got the plumpest worm. The garbage truck, the recycling truck, the mail truck. Finally, I gave up. I just let my head fall back and my legs rise up. I let my arms float free and closed my eyes. It's a funny thing about floating. It's almost like being in a state of sensory deprivation. You're out of place, out of time. But you're very much in your body. My body. I mean, let's be honest. I'm not in my 20s anymore. Hell, it's been a while since I've seen 30 or 40. I've had a child, nursed her. I've never completely gotten over my love affair with carbs. I hate working out. I have dance training, but I've never been a natural dancer, and there's a reason I play character parts. My body shows all of that. My body is the reason. But even without that, even without just one of those things, I've always been the girl, the woman, who was teased for being fat, who had to wear the bra at the age of 8, who was always too short and too loud and too hairy and too busty and too round. I mean, seriously, in the event of a water landing, my tits were built-in flotation devices. But in the pool that week, floating, I let myself spread out. I let myself be hairy and curvy. And on Thursday, once I knew I didn't have to worry about the pool guy, the lawn guy, or the cleaning lady, I wore my favorite tankini and skipped the top. I floated, topless, letting the current caused by the filtration system push me into the sunny part of the pool and then back under the trees. Above me was a blue sky. And that was the day I started to sing. Now, I am maybe a character actress, the best friend, the plucky sidekick, the comic relief, but I know from singing. And leading lady or not, when you grow up a theater brat, you know every lyric from every show. The singing started with me playing with the birds. There's this blue jay, this annoying, huge blue jay with a mask like a comic book thief, and he is the loudest creature known to suburbia. I live 20 minutes outside the city, but trust me, it's a different world. So the jay whistled a tune, and I whistled back, and the whistling sounded like a song I knew, and before I realized it, I was floating in my pool, singing. I went through my whole repertoire. Tots, Evita, Les Mis, Phantom, Rent, Chess, Legally Blonde. Okay, I'm way too old for that one, but my daughter loved its utter pinkness. In my head, the neighbors all join in, singing harmony, counterpoint, duets, and trios, and we all leave our pools, because we all have them, and stand on our diving boards and take a collective bow, and even though we're all dripping wet, we're given a round of applause from the neighborhood children who stop their basketball game to listen. Why, I love my neighborhood. It's safe enough for driveway basketball games. Then we all dive into our pools and blackout. But in reality? In reality, no one noticed. Or if they did, no one cared. Well, the neighbor's dog started to howl along when I held long notes, and I think the birds were super confused. But anyway, after a week of floating, my knee was no longer hurting, which was great. But what was better? What was so much better is that I felt much more settled in my body and my soul. And the so much better escalated. My husband can keep his hands off me Friday night. So it's Saturday, and I'm back in the show. And there's a scene where most of us are in some state of undress. It's kind of a burlesque scene, a striptease. At one point, there's even a can-can, or a can't, if you're me. Many of the women are topless by the end, a sort of top drop rather than a mic drop moment. Usually, I keep my top on. I mean, once you unfasten the buttons at the shoulders, everything drops below your waist, but that night I thought, what the hell? They hired me for a reason, and honestly, while a lot of me is lumpy and frumpy, I have a great rack. I know that. In my head, I heard the gasps and whispers. I heard the audience clicking their tongues and asking, do you think she knows she's fat? Can you even be in theater if you have a belly like that? But I didn't let it affect me. I dropped my top with the rest of them and felt everything settle around my ample hips. And when we froze into a tableau, my smile wasn't a stage smile. It was real. Because my week, not swimming in the pool, reminded me, my body is perfect for floating and cuddling and keeping me warm when the skinny girls are shivering and raising children and dancing in pretend burlesque shows in front of hundreds of strangers. In theater. In art. We spend so much time creating the imaginary and covering up our flaws. We use glitter and paste and sequins and tights. We cram ourselves into pleather and Spanx and paint over everything. Shadow there, contour here, stay on the edge of the spotlight, honey, never in the middle. And Maybe we do it because we're representing something we're not. But underneath all the makeup and wigs, we're supposed to be offering truthful, emotional moments. We're supposed to entertain, sure, but in a way the audience can relate to. Rosalind Russell, though. I bet the young kids coming up don't even know who she is. Rosalind Russell said that acting was standing up slowly and turning around naked. This is my body. This is my instrument. No art, no artifice, just me. And if standing up naked in this body means one person, one other woman in the audience feels better because I have flab and stretch marks and life-saving flotation device tits, just like she does, that's better than 1,000 ovations. This is my body, perfect in its imperfections, flawless despite its flaws. And from now on, I'm not too short or too busty or too round or too hairy or too loud. I'm just me.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.